Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to be talking about the top five things that'll take out your man.
Five.
Yes. These are the things that are the leading causes of death for men. Now, the killers of men that we're talking about, these are health-related things, Lee.
Right. Golf?
No. Number five. Do we get a drum roll? Anything?
You're going backwards?
Yes. We're going five all the way to one. I got to give it some...
Drama?
Drama. Okay. Exactly. So number five is a stroke. And each year...
And that's not golf. Or tennis.
Or taking off strokes. Right. Okay. Exactly. Nearly 50,000 American men die of a stroke, according to the American Heart Association. And do you know if you're at risk? And we tend to think of this as this is an old person problem. Uh-uh. 1 in 14 stroke victims is younger than 45.
Wow!
So that's
and a stroke is just a heart attack for your brain.
Well, it could be. There's different types of strokes, but typically we refer to them as a bleed or the vessel. One of the vessels of the going to the brain gets cut, and that will
cause that to happen.
Yes, and we don't want that to happen. So the main thing also. With strokes is just because you're an older person, it could be anybody. It could be anybody. Number four, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Now this
what
also
is it?
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Now this is also associated. We talk about COPD. We're also referring to chronic bronchitis and emphysema, and this kills about 60,000 men per year. The chief cause of this one, Lee?
Smoking.
Absolutely. 80%. Is linked to this one, and this directly related to tobacco use. What can you do about this?
Stop smoking. That's
very
an
simple.
Easy one.
This one you can take
you can
care
cross
of.
Cross it off the list.
Take
just
that
by
one
not
off
smoking.
The list by not smoking. Number three, accidents. 80,000 men each year die unexpected tragedies. We're talking about sports injuries. We're talking about falls. We're talking about fires. But the most important one we're talking about. This is 30,000 come from this driving. And here's the deal. When it comes to driving, we think about drinking and driving as being the most dangerous. Texting increases your risk of a crash by 23 times versus 11 times by driving drunk.
So you're encouraging drinking.
So I'm
that's what it sounds like.
Right. Drinking isn't as bad a problem as texting.
Go for drinking.
Can you imagine that?
If you're going to choose.
23 times more texting. Unbelievable. All right. That's number three. Number two, cancer. The big C, Lee, 300,000 men in 2010 were dead from cancer. Lung cancer was number one.
So it goes from 80 to 300,000? That's a pretty big jump.
What's that?
80,000 were accidents, and then
well,
the
not
one.
Really, because 80, I think 80,000 were from...
Accidents.
But yeah, I think those were related to sports injuries, fires, and falls. I think it might have been 30,000 came from driving.
That's an additional
30,000? I think it's an additional, yes. 300,000 came from cancer. Most of that came from lung cancer. That was 29% came from lung cancer. 11 came from prostate, and 9% came from colon and rectum. Colon and rectum right behind prostate. Very close together.
They're related. Same neighborhood.
But how much publicity you get about prostate? Prostate's getting a lot more. I think
they
because
got better of, PR people.
And I think because it's in the front rather than the back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The location. Location.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, what you want to do, make sure that you get checked, your risk for it. But I will tell you a couple of things, what you can do for it. Listen to this. If you're talking about cutting your risk for cancer, especially prostate
smoking.
Cancer, no, what you want to do is men who ate more than 10 grams of garlic or scallions, that's about 3 cloves of garlic or tablespoons of scallions daily, have a 50% lower risk of prostate cancer than those who ate less than 2 grams.
So pizza?
That's
pizza. Go for it.
Well, we're talking about garlic.
I know garlic on your pizza. You don't do that.
Well, we're talking about grams.
Roasted
garlic. You gotta eat a lot of that stuff. Lycopene.
How many cloves is
no,
that?
You're right. Because also lycopene, the cooked tomatoes, also lower prostate risk. So you're talking. What do we get? Garlic and tomato sauce combination.
Go heavy on the tomato sauce with the garlic, roasted garlic cloves.
Your prostate's gonna last forever.
It's a cancer cure.
Number one killer, deadliest known to men.
Hypertension,
heart disease. Heart disease, Lee. And here's the deal.
What's the number?
Well, we're looking at around 400,000. That was in 2007. So here's the thing. What can you do about it? Exercise regularly. Lose the extra weight around your abdomen. And another important thing people don't think about, drinking water. You know why?
Hydration.
You know why? Because plasma.
Plasma is mostly water.
Mostly water. So dehydration makes the blood more viscous.
Thicker.
Thicker. Gets clogged. Bad things happen. And drink more water. Unbelievable.
Good stuff. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.